Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A crazy night and day of weather across much of the country. ABC meteorologist Greg Dutra outlined some of it.
In Nebraska, blizzard conditions leaving roads covered in slick black ice. Cars and tractor trailers spinning out, ending up on the side of the road. Dry and windy conditions leading to wildfires. 38 fires broke out in Arkansas. In Texas, a wildfire burning through Sam Houston National Forest, prompting evacuations.
Hundreds of thousands of people are without power this morning. It'll take an act of Congress for it to actually happen, but President Trump is planning to sign an executive order today, shutting down the U.S. Department of Education. In Colorado, teachers are off the job today, protesting cuts and state support there. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli airstrikes overnight have killed at least 85 people. The renewed fighting sparked this week. Israel says it's the fault of Hamas for not going along with their plans to extend phase one of the ceasefire. This is ABC News. To great fanfare, President Trump this week ordered the release of documents related to the John F. Kennedy assassination. Some of those papers, though, reveal more about those who investigated it than the assassination itself. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
Most of the information released about the assassination of President Kennedy wasn't new. What is new is some of the previously redacted personal information of former congressional staffers who investigated JFK's assassination. Names, birth dates, birthplaces, and social security numbers. Some of those people still alive and now face the possibility of identity theft and fraud. Among them, 80-year-old former Trump campaign lawyer Joseph DeGeneva, who told The Washington Post, quote, "It's absolutely outrageous. It's sloppy, unprofessional." Dave Packer, ABC News.
In Indonesia, hundreds of people have signed up for free tattoo removal services that have been offered by a religious charity during Ramadan. Last year, 3,000 people took advantage of it, got their tats taken off. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Brewers beat the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-4 win over the Chicago White Sox. Spring training wrapping up this weekend. Opening day a week from today when the crew opens the season in the Bronx against the New York Yankees. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today in Denver. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette is in Cleveland where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Chuck is smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. You know, there's a lot of different things around it. Being able to normalize that feeling and understand that we've been here before, it still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Chuck is smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the film The Gorge on Apple TV, and I referred to it as not a great movie, but a great streaming movie that you can watch at home. The same applies for the film Elevation. It's yet another post-apocalyptic film where giant insect-type creatures emerge from the middle of the earth and wipe out 95% of the population, leaving only those who live in the mountains above 8,000 feet due to the fact that the creatures cannot survive at that altitude. The film is well-cast, well-acted, and has some pretty harrowing moments as star Anthony Mackie has to descend below 8,000 feet in search of inhalers for his son who has asthma. Not a bad watch, and I do recommend. For those of you eagerly awaiting season 4 of Ted Lasso, if your favorite character was Lasso's son Henry, you'll be disappointed to know that the show will recast the role played by Gus Turner, who played the role for 3 seasons. On the bright side, if you're an actor and can pull off playing a 12-year-old, this could be your big breakthrough. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's going to be a little breezy right away this morning, but it will be sunny and not as windy this afternoon with a high today in the mid-30s. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 26 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy. Maybe a few showers by late afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV host and comedian Mike Toomey, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then magician Lou Lepore joins me in studio for some Houdini talk. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor. The Mayor, of course, still somewhere in the Bermuda Triangle, I guess, is the best way to put it. We don't know what's going on with him. Not sure, but actually, people help us out. Todd, do we have a little prize package we could hand out for the best text as to why they think Jim's been detained?
Try to think what I've got.
Got that first one about stealing linens and then putting them in a suitcase.
Why would he do that? They're not monogrammed.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. Let's do this. I'll do a Mino and the Mayor coffee mug, a pen, and some stickers set.
Okay.
How's that sound?
For the best reason, best text, why Jim has been detained somewhere in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, we just know that he's been detained. We don't have a lot of other details.
No, the shuffleboard. So we heard shuffleboard tournament incident.
Some of the linens. Right?
Yep.
High suitcase. Threat count is where it's at.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Exactly. So let us know, folks. Today is Trucker Thursday, as you mentioned. I was going through a bunch of the great old Trucker movies. Remember Trucker movies? And then we're talking about TV shows. Moving On, BJ and the Bear.
BJ and the Bear.
Remember all those became like so popular?
And the movies Any Way You Can, Any Which Way But Loose.
Claude Akins, all those guys.
BJ and the Bear. And that was actually kind of a hit for a while, you know?
For a couple years.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He was a star. I mean, he was kind of a big draw. Remember the Battle of the Network Stars?
Absolutely.
Greg Evigan?
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be creepy.
What?
Remember we're talking about Adrian Barbeau? Remember her in Battle of the Network Stars?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's
throw it out there. Nick, you remember?
Everybody breathe now. Everybody breathe.
I missed 2 minutes from the cart in here.
Oh, nothing. We're just talking about
Adrian Barbeau.
Oh, okay.
Battle of the Network Stars.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember that?
A little bit.
John's feeling his oats.
Cheese Curd Nick is in the house. Cheese Curd Nation. The doghouse, whatever you want to call it. How you doing, buddy?
Yes, sir. Good. Yourself?
Good.
Those roads are garbage.
Happy first day of spring.
Yeah. You ever notice that when there's rain and then it switches to snow, the cities don't have, they don't know how to fix it.
Isn't that where the brine comes in or whatever?
Well, you just walked downstairs.
I know, but the sidewalk was
slippery. Dennis drove from Appleton. Todd, you guys know what I'm talking about, right? It's like there's like an inch of ice on the road and then there's some snow on top and
slush and all that.
Yeah.
I was concerned yesterday, went from snow and then it went from rain to snow for a minute or two, and then it went to sleet. Heavy sleet.
Then it went
back to snow.
I was going to say, there was thunder and lightning
yesterday. Yeah, thunder snow. Yep.
Yeah, that was song bizarre. Did you?
No.
Let me hear it. Thunder snow.
Thunder.
Thunder from down under.
Wasn't that a movie? That was not a movie.
That's the male strip joint guys on Deer Hunter Weekend.
Yes.
I was willing to say it was a wrestling event, but
but Mino knows better.
Back to you, Bob.
I'm going to be honest. I think male strippers are gross. Don't you? Kind of. I mean,
shaved or unshaved, it doesn't matter. It's gross. Oiled or
I'm
not.
I'm just saying.
What are we even talking about?
I don't know.
She's Kurt Nick.
What about Patrick Swayze and Chris Farley?
That was very funny. Yeah. So Cheese Curd Nick, obviously we always talk to you about the draft, and I went to a big meeting last week talking about all the how things are gonna be laid out and everything. It's a big deal as far as the way that whole area is going to be, and both of you guys are gonna be at the exact same place during the draft. Correct?
You know, that's probably the best part of my 3-day weekend is to get to experience the glam band twice.
Yeah.
I get
you guys
gonna
share the parking lot, right?
Jeepers.
Yeah, we're sharing the parking lot. Yep.
The exact quarter second of silence was because somebody's zipping by on the sidewalk.
Well, that's Jim, our maintenance guy here. But you can just see he's got the snow, but it's not taking up that ice.
It's barely chipping the ice.
It is so coated. It's on there so tight, it seems like.
Looks like he's trying to make a slushy.
Got to wait for that sun to come out today. That's going to happen, right, Todd?
Sunny and breezy.
Yes.
37
degrees.
So be
careful on these sidewalks, folks. That ice ain't going anywhere for a while.
Yep. Side roads. Came here. The side roads are garbage. So if you're going on a side road, be careful.
Especially with that wind blowing across.
Yep.
So again, back to you guys sharing a parking lot for the draft.
Yep.
What nights are you guys there? What are you going to be doing? Dennis, first.
Thursday, Friday, we're playing.
Yep. Okay.
Other bands are playing as well. We will hype the living Bee Gees out of that, but we can't wait for that. I saw a sign on the way here. It said the Green Bay is on the clock. 35 days
after
the draft.
It's ticking fast.
Doesn't that not get you excited?
Yeah, absolutely.
It does.
But I just hope weather like this doesn't hit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it could.
Better not. Better not.
Will that be kind of fun, though, playing for a crowd that is, like, all new?
Stranger Danger.
You know what I mean? Isn't that kind of cool?
Isn't that a hair band song, Stranger Danger?
I don't know.
It should be if it's not.
I've been called that before.
I'll bet you have.
Especially in my makeup.
Yeah.
Stranger to myself. Hey, oh.
And same for you. Who knows what this could lead to? And I'm serious. Somebody, you know, Jerry Jones or somebody could be there and say, I'm going to have you come on down to Dallas. I want you to do a party for me and my friends. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. You know, yeah, this is, you're going to have your locals yet, the locals that maybe necessarily don't want to go inside the squared circle. That's what I'm calling the draft zone is a squared circle.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Well played.
But are you guys inside that?
No, we're right on the outside. We're right on the outside of it. Stadium view is just on the outside of it.
Okay.
But, you know, just like what Dennis said, you know, there's going to be straight, you know, people that have not seen the glam band. There's people that have never had a cheese curd or a Wisconsin brat or whatever.
Yeah.
And more, you know, we do have that with Packer games, but you're going to have that tenfold, you know, 20-fold, you know, with the draft.
So they're saying 250,000. Okay. And I'm still not clear. Are they saying 250,000 each day or total of 250,000?
John, here's the thing. If you go in and out of the draft zone three times in one day,
right,
you're three people.
That's what I'm asking. Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
So that when they said that Detroit had 750,000 people attend,
right,
that's you going in and out five times in one day.
It's almost like the same 250 each day, not 750 individuals.
Right. Correct.
Oh, is it Saturday was, I think, the biggest day. Saturday is going to be the biggest day for sure.
Okay.
I can, because it's weekend, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, the food trucks that I know from Kansas City, I know one barbecue guy from Kansas City and then one from Detroit 75. From the last two drafts.
Okay.
They actually said the busiest day's food vending was just how it goes, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Really?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Unbelievable.
But that was food. I don't know how it's going to go, you know, people-wise. You know, maybe Saturday is a busier day, you know, because it's more, maybe if you are taking your family, let's just say mom, dad, and two kids are going to the draft. When I'm saying kids, I'm not saying five-year-olds. I'm saying you're taking your teenagers or whatever. Maybe Thursday is like mom and dad time. You know, saying like, hey, we're going to go see the first round draft pick. You know what I mean?
Where they're really concerned with the actual draft picks.
Right. And then maybe Saturday is taking them to the NFL experience, you know, the kids in there. So maybe the numbers are down maybe on the food, but they're actually taking their kids and doing all the extracurricular things.
Almost like the touristy type things.
Exactly, gotcha. Inside the draft. So maybe it's something like that.
That makes sense.
But I don't know. I know you're into football. I think you're kind of into football when we spoke before.
Oh, yeah. This guy literally. So this guy honestly knows as much or more about sports as me or anybody else I know. So I mean, he's talking about guys from 1941 playing for the Badgers.
So here's the thing. There's two things I found on the internet last night that I thought were kind of amazing. One was football related. One is NCAA related. Football related. This is the first year in modern draft history that going into the draft, every single team has their first round draft pick. It's not. It hasn't been traded from a player from years before or whatever. So all 32 teams right now all have their original first round draft pick.
I have an answer for you. It's going to be a weak. It's because it's a weak draft this year. I think they anticipate it's not going to be the strongest draft. That's my.
Well, right. Take on but it. What I'm saying is even from a player or a draft trade from before, even with trades, they said this is the first year in modern draft history that all teams have their first round draft pick. The other sports thing that I just seen actually this morning was in the NCAA bracket, since I think for the last 25 years, every championship team in the bracket has been east of the Mississippi River.
Since when?
Last 25 years.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I think UNLV is probably the last team.
Arizona.
Maybe?
Arizona won
Gonzaga?
It 1 year.
Gonzaga?
No, they've never won it, have they?
They never got to the Final Four. Are you talking championship game?
Yes.
Okay, winning the championship.
Winning the championship. It's like 20 or 25 years.
I'm going to say Arizona was the last one then.
Well, when was that, Todd? You got info on that?
Wow. I'm trying to think.
UNLV won in 91, I want to say, right?
Now, that was that's
30 years ago already.
That was Larry Johnson and those guys, right?
Right, yeah.
Anderson Hunt, remember him?
Boy, oh boy.
Let me look it up right here. Here it is. Since 1998.
Was that Arizona?
No, 1998 was Kentucky. So Kentucky was the first one to start the run. There it is.
Is that west of the Mississippi?
No. That's the eastern run he's talking about.
East.
Eastbound, loaded up and trucking.
Right there. That's the dividing line. Well, maybe not the Mississippi River, but if you cut it in half.
Oh, okay.
If you cut the country in half.
Got it.
Okay. So I misspoke a little bit. It's.
Well, I understood what you meant.
Yeah. I didn't.
Yeah. So the Mississippi, there could be someone. Possibly, yeah, Kentucky might be.
I've never done this before in my life, ever. But I'm hoping Duke wins it all.
Watch,
I mean, the Badgers would be phenomenal, or Michigan State would be phenomenal, but I don't think they will. But I'm really pulling for Duke because you know the guy who played for me in the Nagani tournament, his son plays for Duke.
Oh, really? What's
Knipple?
Okay,
yeah, he's gonna be a top 10 NBA draft pick.
They're saying that Florida's got the best depth. I mean, they have a 7'9" center for crying out loud.
Did you see it when they cut down the nets? Yeah. He didn't have to get up on.
He's getting flat-footed.
Yeah. The only time he's flat-footed, cut the nets.
Not on his toes, flat freaking footed.
I know. But I'll tell you what, that flag, I know he's kind of hurt for Duke. He's the most exciting player I've seen in college basketball in a long time.
He's got some mad skills.
Oh, yeah. Man. You know, there have been so many flops, you know, high draft picks. A lot of the guys from Kentucky's, you know, those great teams, and then they just flame out
like
the
Rex
pros.
Rex Chapman was amazing for a while.
Remember Adam Morrison?
Oh, of course, yeah, Gonzaga.
But this kid, this flag, he's different.
Yep.
He's a different breed with the way he plays.
If he stays healthy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Cheese Curd Nick in the house in a few minutes. We've got Lisa Malik, Emma Lane Wells, Local 5 Live, Mark Cusin coming in from Bell & Sports, Kerry Josephson and Marty Schreiber from Walk to End Alzheimer's, and Cheese Curd Nick in the house. Back right after this.
And then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
National Agriculture Week is here. Let's take a moment to bring attention to and celebrate the important role agriculture plays in our daily lives and that our Wisconsin farms play in feeding communities throughout the United States. This message made possible by local American Family Insurance agent Kyle Lang, offering home, farmland, auto, and life insurance. Visit KyleLangAgency.com to request a quote. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance agent Kyle Lang.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Washington State implemented their universal vote-by-mail system in 2013 and built in signature matching for identity verification. A March ruling by the state Supreme Court upholds that rule as constitutional because voters can cure discrepancies. Before the 2022 midterms, a state-commissioned audit found that younger voters, voters of color, and non-English speakers were far more likely to have their ballots rejected, and the rate of rejection varied by county. Two recent lawsuits challenged the signature matching rule, claiming that the lack of handwriting standards and the inconsistent science for signature verification resulted in the rejection of 4,500 Hispanic ballots in the 2020 primary and 36,000 ballots from all voters in the 2022 midterms. In the court's recent opinion, Justice Stephen C. Gonzalez acknowledged those rejections. All too many ballots are not counted because election workers cannot verify the voter's signatures and the voter does not or cannot cure their ballot in time. But the court found no bias, evidence of partisan malfeasance, or that voters were intentionally blocked from voting. It also found counties offered opportunities to cure those ballots. The state's auditor recommended more training for county election officials, outreach to the most affected voter groups to prevent discrepancies, and more valuable advice for any state verifying signatures. We'll have more on that in our next report. I'm Brian Beal.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Omaha, Shepherdville, Jacksonville,
Yeah, baby, happy Trucker Thursday. Mind of the Mayor. The mayor's still detained in the Bermuda area. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app, along with 1590 AM and 1100 AM.
I saw you look for it. You're still looking?
He's still looking. He's still 2 years.
At least he's looking.
Maybe he's got... true. Is it 14.4? Is that what you were on? 1400?
Yeah,
or, no, not 14. It was 1440, right?
I was on everything everywhere.
I've been everywhere, man.
We got Cheese Curd Nick in the house, of course. Dennis Peterson from the Glam Band capably filling in. We've got Lisa Malik and Melaine Wells, Local 5 Live, in the bullpen waiting to come in. Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine. Thank you, Todd. Isn't Todd the greatest producer in the world?
Yeah, he is.
That's my confidence.
He is awesome.
Yes. Just talking one more time about the draft. We were talking about the number of people and everything. How do you think Green Bay, and you live here, you're all over town, Nick. How do you think Green Bay itself is going to be affected by this?
Well, the biggest...
I mean, Ashwaubenon, Green Bay, you know what I mean when I say
that. Well, I know the biggest problem is because I don't know how many people know that when, if they've never been to an away game, okay? When you go to an away game, like you go to New York, it's like not in the city. You know,
right.
the field, like that area is... off the grid. I don't want to say off the grid.
The same way.
New Washington, the same way. Yeah. Baltimore, I've been to Baltimore.
Detroit used to be with the old Silverdome.
Right, but Baltimore is like in an industrial area.
Yeah. Buffalo, too.
Yeah, Buffalo is kind of like off.
New England's out in the country.
Denver is in industrial.
Yeah.
San Francisco, well, they moved around, but they're kind of like not in residential, but they're in. So here's the thing. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, I understand that, but you are having people that have their homes right there, and not, believe it or not, not everybody likes football. You know, it's hard to believe, and those people are going to be, you know, the traffic is going to be an issue with, especially 4 or 5 weeks before the game, you know, hey, we're closing off Oneida Street, we're closing off Lombardi. So the traffic issue with that for the locals, but I think, you know, if you look at what's all happening, they're running shuttle buses from Wausau. They're running shuttle buses from Door County.
Isn't that crazy?
I
didn't know this.
Yes, yeah, they're running shuttle buses from Manitowoc or Sheboygan area, and then from Milwaukee, okay? So when you look at it, there's a lot of people just in the surrounding area that are coming to this. And that's not necessarily all those local people, because obviously some people are just flying, you know, if they can't get a place in Green Bay, hey, we can stay in Door County, which is, and they're advertising as an hour and a half away.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, and that's really not, you know, when you guys were talking about the Brewer bus, when you're talking about the Brewer bus before and laughing about, hey, we need to go get gas or beer.
Yeah.
You know what?
Priorities.
You know what the best thing is I don't mind going when I was drinking, or even when I was just slowly getting out of, when I don't drink as much as I used to. But anyway, the coach bus thing, when you're going into something, like when you're going to a Brewer game and you're getting into the last little bit of it where it's bumper to bumper, and you know what? I don't have to worry about that.
I hate that more than anything in the world.
Yeah.
And somebody else is taking care of that for me.
Absolutely.
So I'm just sitting there having a good time.
That's right.
Talking to friends, drinking whatever.
Yeah. Big difference. So,
right.
Yeah, big difference.
Totally. So I think you have that whole thing coming together, and are, you know, they're coming into Green Bay and they're going to get dropped off. And yeah, people are the people going to be walking? Yes. You're going to get your steps in if you got your Fitbit on or your Apple iWatch that does your, you know, my wife has a thing. Hey, I'm at a goal today. Everybody's going to be meeting their goals on Thursday, Friday, Saturday on their watches and their Fitbits. But I think overall the area is going to get a benefit from it. You know, the economic impact, you know, all that stuff. I don't want to get into, you know, dollars, but it's going to help the community. It's going to help the small businesses all around Green Bay.
I agree.
You know,
let me ask you something, though, because I've seen some of the rates for different things around here. Are you raising the price
of a
normal day?
We have to.
Because of what you have to give for back, right?
Yep.
Just cover that cost.
Yeah, we have to. I don't want to get into that.
No, not at all. But I mean, that's part of the...
You got to play to, you know, the...
It's the cost of doing business.
Margins are margins.
The whole famous phrase, you got to pay to play.
Yeah.
So if you want to play, you got to pay. You know, nothing comes free. So, yes, we are bumping our prices up. I'm not sure yet. I haven't. That's April's kind of migraine headache. You know what I mean? So I'll be looking at pricing. You know, that'll be our second event of the year. The first one will be Easter at the zoo, Easter Saturday at the NEW Zoo, which is a Saturday before the draft. And then that, you know, we're not even knocking the rust off. The rust is getting knocked off at the draft, and we have a handful of new people that are going to be working.
Start of your new season, huh?
Yep. So
cool.
Why not?
But
baptism by fire.
But I think but like I said, overall, I think it's chaotic. It's a headache. It's everything. You know, I'm sure you're more. I think, aren't you at another place besides Stadium View?
We have two shows Thursday, Friday.
Oh, but you're not somewhere else in the zone or around on Saturday?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay.
If we are, it hasn't been told to me anyway.
Can you guys keep your stuff set up night to night, or do you have to tear it all down?
Yes, actually, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we have to set up actually Wednesday morning.
Yep.
The day, like 36 hours before we play, just to get our stuff in, set up, and then clear out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are you renting your PA for everybody else?
We have our own crew.
Is your PA? Are you renting your PA to the other bands?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because I know some bands do that. But yeah, we got to set up Wednesday morning. You know, when I was asking you about if you're bouncing around, like Wet Possum's bouncing around.
Yep.
You know, so they actually have to set up, tear down, set up, tear down, set up, tear down.
We had to get those guys in here.
Great.
Talk about energetic fellas.
You know, Mark Houston, who's coming up at 8 from Bellin, he invited us to a thing that night, on that Wednesday night, or Thursday night, whatever. And at their facility right there, you know, behind Crowell's. And he said, you know, actually, if you got your bike, you might want to take that, because from here to there, probably have easier access. But we had Mike Pritzel in yesterday. I was actually asking him, because he Ubers, if they're going to Uber into that section.
Good gosh.
Or is that going to be closed?
Well, they're going to have Uber drop-offs. They haven't said it yet, but the rumor is Holmgren Way is going to be a Uber pickup and drop-off area.
On the
east side. I'm not sure. That's a rumor. You know,
makes sense.
I know a transportation hub they were talking about is next to Burkle's. Okay. You know, that undeveloped area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that was supposed to be a transportation
hub. Tony Canada Way?
Yeah, that's supposed to be a transportation hub for coach buses. Again, that hasn't been fully released, but that's a rumor, you know, which makes sense, because it's like a 6-acre plot of nothing. So if it's not muddy and snowy and...
Absolutely. I mean, that's the perfect
even
place.
Even if it is.
Yeah. So
they're running out of places.
And that's walkable,
you know,
to the stadium and everything.
Well, again, you're going to, like I said before, you're going to hit all your goals on your Fitbit and your Apple Watch. You know, even if you could get dropped off right at the gate, you're still going to be zigzagging, walking around and... You know,
do they still have those rickshaw people?
Yeah, they do.
I was supposed to be around for that. They've been making money.
I should do that,
but I don't know how much, if they're going to let them in the squared circle. You know, in the draft.
That's just
it. Cheese Curd Nick, always good having you here, my brother.
No problem.
Thank you so very much. When we come back, Lisa Malik, Malene Wells, Local 5 Live, will be joining us. Mark Houston on the way. Back after this.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Corn growers are getting excited. It looks like E15 for use year-round is about ready to cross the finish line. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. This is something corn growers have been talking about at Capitol Hill for quite a little while. That includes Patrick Sayer. He is the vice president of the Missouri Corn Growers Association. He says the big topic this year has been year-round E15. And he says for the first time, the oil industry is backing the same legislation.
I'm feeling very optimistic that we're close. We're very close because we have the oil industry is actually for probably the first time ever. They're actually behind it too. They'd like to have a nationwide fix so they can proceed and not have, especially fuels that they got to, different blends here, different blends there. So be a nationwide fix makes their process work easier. And it's good for everybody in general, everybody, consumer down to the producer.
Patrick Sayer, a corn producer from Missouri in Washington, D.C., continuing to send a message to Capitol Hill that E15 year-round not only helps farmers, it also helps consumers. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning. Well, the corn might be benefiting from some of that conversation. Corn is up, soybeans are down. I'll give you the rest of the story next.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped a half a cent to 156 and a half. 40-pound block cheese was up 3, 160 and a half. The April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning is up 13 cents at 17.19. May closed 21 cents stronger, 17.26. So currently, the May corn is up 2 at 4.64. December new crop up a penny at 4.52. May soybeans are down 2.5 at 10.06. November new crop down 3.5 at 10.06. July new crop wheat, that's down a penny right now at 5.79 a bushel. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's going to be a little breezy right away this morning, but it will be sunny and not as windy this afternoon with a high today in the mid-30s. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop to 26 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, maybe a few showers by late afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. The chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, joins us to talk about the April 1st election and more. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Women's History Month episode for you. I talk with some of my fabulous female colleagues here at Civic Media. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoon.
For
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Brown County Board of Supervisors voted last night to reject an offer from C. Rice to purchase the former Pulliam Power Plant site. That purchase was an integral part of the plan to move coal piles from prime real estate on the water in downtown Green Bay to the Pulliam site. The board voted 24-2 following a lengthy closed session to keep negotiating with C. Rice and with seven other companies that are interested in the Pulliam site. The board said there's an alternate site at the Fox River Terminal that could be used for those coal piles. But this puts the plan to move the coal piles back to square one. Studies show that the land the coal piles currently occupy could garner $150 million in new development if the piles are moved. Skipping school could equal breaking the law once again in Appleton. The Appleton Area School District is asking the city to consider reintroducing a truancy law. Superintendent Greg Hartjes told the Appleton Common Council Wednesday night that the district is facing chronic absenteeism. He said last year, over 1,000 students missed 18 or more school days. Almost 300 of them missed more than 50 days last year. Hartjes says they don't want to go back to the days of punitive measures and truancy court, but they want something to help them reach and support the students who are not coming to school. The Appleton Common Council took no action on the issue. It will decide if it will reenact truancy laws at a future meeting. Stephen Avery personally sent a letter to the Wisconsin Supreme Court last week asking for a new trial. He said he was the, quote, victim of a setup and it has to be fixed now, end quote. The state's highest court rejected that petition because the 62-year-old Avery has an attorney but does not have hybrid representation where both he and the lawyer present arguments to the court. An appeal by Avery's attorney is pending with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Avery is serving a life sentence for the 2005 death of Teresa Halbach. That case gained notoriety with Netflix's docuseries Making a Murderer. Avery maintains his innocence. All of his appeals so far have been denied. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. The Mayor, of course, still detained in Bermuda or Haiti. We're not sure which. But Dennis from the Glam Band. Dennis Peters, very capably filling in. We've got Lisa Malik here.
I just heard from Elaine.
And?
I mean, the roads are, and you know, yeah, she's coming in from out.
Don't worry about it. Yep.
She's like, let's see, what did she say? 100% spaced, I'm five away.
Okay.
Is it all worth coming, Elaine, if you're listening? Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, come on in, Elaine.
Absolutely.
Say hello.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You guys know each other, right? You
and Dennis? Yeah, absolutely. Been on the show. I mean, and also I just, you know. There was that one
big
year
fan.
That Malane and I dressed up as Glam Band fans for Halloween.
Really?
And they shared the picture on their Facebook page.
Isn't she swell?
We got to find this picture.
you should have seen us. I mean, like,
oh, that's cool.
Leather jackets, big hair, fishnet stuff.
It was hot. I'm serious.
That is cool. We want to see that. You got to pull that out sometime.
I should. Well, y'all try to find it. It's on our
awesome.
Facebook page somewhere.
Y'all went all out and it was amazing.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
So have you brought in your entire group to play on your show?
No.
That would be a little bit much, yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard his acoustic thing, though?
No.
Oh, tell her about your acoustic show.
We do that once in a while, too.
Yes.
With a buddy of mine, Craig Hawkinson, we play a little bit here and there. Craig, get a hold of me, buddy. It's been a while. We haven't played together since the season, you know, since the
Packers
season.
That'd be perfect.
Because I could have sworn you were on our show at some point. Maybe we just watched you all the time.
That's it. Yeah. The latter, not the former.
I mean, we have bands every Friday, and Malane will be like, oh, or I'll suggest one to her. And she's like, yeah, Lisa, we had them on like 6 weeks ago.
The group that the last time I did your show.
Isaiah and the New People.
Is that who it was? Or was it those two brothers, the Bodines?
The Bodines? We've never had the Bodines.
Not the Bodines. It's the same last name as a race car driver. Labontes.
Oh, yeah.
We had them on in here.
Yep.
They were great.
Yeah, they're great too.
Wow.
They're fantastic.
There's just some great local talent around here, isn't there, though? I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
I shake my head as to how much talent there really is around here.
Yeah.
And that tells you how hard it is to get to that level where you're worldwide, nationwide type of thing. You got to be kidding me.
Like I said, some of the greatest basketball players you'll ever see in your entire life will spend 10 years of their prime trying to be the last man on the bench in the NBA. But you got to be so good to be that last man on the bench. And it's almost like music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be so good just to get any kind of notice nationally.
Or to get on the radio, for example.
Or to get on the radio.
You just got to be a good talker like you.
You know what, though? I kind of look at this show, and we've talked about that. This show is a little bit like radio version of your show, Local 5 Live.
Yeah.
You know, everything's community that we try to do. And local talent.
Thank God. You know, what'd you kids do? In your own way,
it's so
amazing, and it's really a treasure what you two do. I just want to say that from the outside looking in.
I agree.
From that perspective.
Thanks.
Be community oriented like you are, and doing everything you can to boost people up in the community and whatnot. And it's awesome to watch and to take that in. And I don't take that for granted. So
that's awesome.
I want to say that out loud, but
really appreciate it because you know, like if people are like, I don't watch the news, Melaine and I are always like, great, you can watch our show.
Exactly.
Like,
that.
No
exactly.
news
Absolutely.
Zone.
Absolutely. Yep.
If you check out the screen, I think I found the picture she was talking about.
Oh, that is awesome.
That was our Halloween costume.
I think it was last
year or the year before.
Looks like a couple of your
Glam
groupies
super
there,
fans. Recognize
that? I can't take my eyes off
it. That's outstanding. Hey, so the other day we had people up. Well, that was Lisa Hale, Todd, wasn't it? Talking about the new New London.
Terry Barr.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. Last year or 2 years ago, I was doing your show, and we had a live show. And didn't the guy, like, fall off the ladder or something going
they
to put the side?
They fall off every year. Okay, so the first year it happened, though, we were like, we didn't know this was going to happen. I think it's part of their, like, shenanigans kind of act.
Okay.
But, like, the first year that we were live there and they were changing the sign and he fell off, we're like, oh, my gosh, cut to break.
That did happen. Was I dreaming or did that happen when I was doing your show one year?
No, but then every year since then, the guy falls off the sign.
Is that the same thing as falling off the wagon?
Same thing.
Hey-o.
He was falling on the wagon. Whatever.
Okay, that totally makes sense.
You know, I was working in a roofing business way back in the day, and the guy says to me, you know, son, if you fall off the roof, you're fired before you hit the ground.
Oh, jeez.
How many different jobs? You're a roofer?
No
you're
kidding.
A truck driver?
Too many.
No
but
kidding.
Find out later the guy wasn't insured. Well, now you know the story.
I'll tell you what.
Plausible deniability
is big.
That's
one of those jobs. Sometimes this summer you'll be driving by, it'll be 98 degrees, and those guys were up on those roofs doing that.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that earn their money more than others.
Oh, and how? That's a tough gig.
Yeah. That would be
all
the toughest.
All sorts of weather.
Hey, did you go to Brown Institute?
No.
Oh.
Rookie did, though.
Oh, did he?
Because
we're actually adding up here. Dennis went there.
Really?
Yeah.
Todd, you went there, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't. Murphy did.
Okay.
Minneapolis? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many people locally went to Brown Institute of Technology?
Yep.
How was Rookie, by the way?
Well, he's doing okay. We had quite the exciting night last night.
Oh, we don't need to get personal here.
I almost called in sick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. So we were... Jackson and I were at the ER until midnight.
And Jackson is?
Jackson, my son.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to spell in front of me.
So, we were like getting ready for bed, and our dog Hattie like is up on the bed with us, and the kids were roughhousing with her, right? And she went up to grab like a sock or a toy or something, and instead connected with Jackson's lip. Cut. All of a sudden he goes, Mom, I'm bleeding bad. And I'm like, oh, this kid's, he's an overdoer, right? I'm like, you are not. He took his thing away, and I was like, oh. I'm like, dude, I hate to say this, but I think you're going to need stitches.
Oh.
Okay, so we go to the ER.
This
is last night. We go to the ER. We're in there. He got 4 stitches, whatever. We have to get him taken out on Tuesday. That's going to be the harder part because, this is his second time having stitches. One time when he was 5, he hit the bottom of his chin, like on the slide at daycare. Got him in. And I think I've told you that story. Rookie was calling me from the Super Bowl talking to supermodels. And I'm on my way to the ER with my son to get stitches. I'm just like, rah.
We've got pictures of him and I together with Brooklyn Decker.
Yes, Brooklyn Decker.
Remember Brooklyn Decker?
Brooklyn Decker.
She was super. She was a cover girl for Sports Illustrated. And she was at the Super Bowl.
Remember the name anyway.
Pumping some movie she was going to be in.
Oh, yeah.
And Rookie's calling. He's like, I'm here with a supermodel. I'm like, I am on my way to the ER with our son. But the funniest part was when he had to get...
I was taking the pictures of him with the supermodel.
When he had to get the stitches taken out, right? So they had me step outside the room because he was otherwise moving his head. And I could hear him crying and whatever. And so all of a sudden he goes, I'm hungry. So, like, on Tuesday when when we go get him taken out. I am feeding him a lot before we get there.
Okay, but if he gets those little scars on that, you got to see they're hockey scars.
I told him, I go, this is not a dog bite.
It's got to be hockey
this
stuff.
Does
your dog
bite? This is a hockey
incident.
It's
not my dog.
Yeah.
Good morning, Malaine.
Hey, Malaine.
Thank you for coming in. How are the roads out there in the great Luxembourg area or Pewaunee?
I would love to blame the roads for the fact that I am this late, but it's the fact that I am a working mom with two children home on spring break, and I just completely spaced on being here. But I brought you food, John. Does that help? There you go.
Wow.
Does that help?
Yes, a lot.
Okay, so this...
How lovely is that?
Scotcheroos type things?
Kind of. We bought natural peanut butter because I was trying to be really healthy and make my kids eat it. They're not going to unless I mix it with sugar and add it to cereal.
Okay.
So please enjoy.
I will. You know, you heard what happened to me, though. I'm okay if you don't have much sugar in there.
What happened?
Where'd Todd go? Is Todd good?
Okay. He went that way.
So, okay. You didn't hear the story?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
2 weeks ago, Jim and I host an event right over here at the Northland.
Okay.
There was a dog rescue thing.
Yeah.
Dog adoption and everything like that, okay? And they had like a dog fashion show. It was sponsored by Tito's Vodka. And they had nice little platters of Tito's shots, and they had platters of cinnamon rolls, and they had platters of cookies.
Oh, the cafe crawl.
Were they for the dogs? Were the cookies for the dogs?
So I ate one.
Shoot.
And I picked up another one. I thought maybe I just grabbed a bad one. And I told Jim, I said, Jim, these cookies suck. He goes, what's wrong? I said, they must be those kind without gluten. Because they're so bland, you can't believe it. Goes, Johnny, is that what you're eating? I go, yeah. He goes, that's a dog treat. True story.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So, were they healthy?
I think they were healthy.
Okay.
But they were really bland. But the thing is.
Well, the good news is now you're dewormed, right?
I had worms since.
Did you have to lift your leg when you went to the bathroom?
A little. Maybe. But the funny part is, Todd and I were both brought up exactly like literally by the same mom, where when she would make cookies, if it called for a cup of sugar, she'd put in half a cup of sugar, if that. Kool-Aid, maybe half. You know what I mean? So a lot of those cookies were kind of. So I was just thinking, what, did my mom make these? You know what I mean? God bless Joe's cream.
We must have the same mom.
You know what I mean? How they use
it. Everyone's got that mom, I feel like.
They would try to make whatever the recipe was a little bit less just to make it last longer.
Did she put like applesauce or honey or something in there instead?
No.
Just half the sugar.
Oh, honey. No. Yep. Honey.
Yeah.
Todd.
I grew up with the family with the extra bowl of frosting for the cinnamon rolls. Like when we go to my aunt's house, it's like the frosting, and then there's an extra bowl of frosting just in case you want more.
Wow, I like that.
Yes, you're welcome to come to any family functions if you need a little extra sugar.
Stovetop, I'm staying.
I like it. Wow. So anyway, that was my story with those cookies.
Okay.
So anyway, so what do you guys got coming up on your show, which Melanie, we were just talking about Dennis too. It's a fun show, and we literally try to model this show after what you guys do TV-wise.
After these models, yes.
What do we have coming up today? We work so far ahead that sometimes my kids will be like, do you have a pet on the show today? And I'm like, I'm not sure what's happening today, but I could tell you what's happening next week or on draft day.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm amazed how many moving parts you guys have going on for that 1 hour. And you're bringing in all this food and all this whatever. But some of that food you guys have whenever in there is spectacular.
Absolutely. Well, we were just talking about the music scene locally.
Yeah.
We have a great dining scene too. And I mean, from when I moved here in 1999 to now, it's amazing the new things that are out there.
And I love people come on our show and they make recipes that are approachable. Chef Bob was on from Minzo's Kitchen. I went home that day and made his beer cheese dip. Uh-huh. I modified it.
I ate that for lunch yesterday.
It was fantastic.
Nobody talks about beer cheese dip in the world, and that's the biggest, I think, underrated food going today. Mm-hmm. Nobody talks about beer cheese dip, but oh my word.
You can't beat it.
It is the bestest.
You can eat it for dinner.
Oh, it's not just for breakfast
anymore.
I'm
sure you have.
Jim actually admitted to something last week that shocked me because he's so hoity-toity.
Eating dog treats?
What was it?
I said eating dog treats? Or
No.
Just you?
I think worse. We're talking about good dips. He goes, have you ever had it where you're out of chips and you knew you threw the bag of chips and you went back in the garbage and took out that bag to see if there's some of the crumb parts left?
Oh, yeah.
But does he hold up the bag?
But then he felt disgusted with himself for eating out of the garbage. He took laundry soap and poured it in the bag so he couldn't eat it anymore.
Gee whiz.
Yeah. Oh, that's the trick to
that's
staying
Jim's
thin.
Diet plan.
That's hardcore.
Okay. We're going to set a quick break. Lisa Mullane, Local 5 Live.
Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Like a man who gets his, we go down the highway.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
"The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?"
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 National Parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mirror with Dennis Pierce from the Glam Band joining us. We have Lisa Malik, Manane Wells, Local 5 Live in the house. We're talking, you guys are related through marriage, huh, Malik?
We are. Yeah, actually, I found that out at the Whammy Awards, which I didn't know. On my dad's side, his cousin is your wife?
Yeah, yes, Deanne, the lovely and talented former Deanne Sawyer is my spousey's spouse, yes.
And I mean, I it's been years since I've seen her. I danced with her at a wedding, I think, when I was a little tiny kid. But we saw her at the Whammies, and I was like, what a small world it is.
Well, I have news for you. She's still pretty tiny.
And she at seems, least some of us are.
She seems nice.
She seems nice.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
Yeah,
good.
That is fun. It's my claim to fame. I tell everyone I'm related to you through marriage.
Sure you don't.
Is that how we got the glam band costume going?
It is. Absolutely.
Sure you don't.
Hey, one thing more about your show, though, as far as all the different people that come on, who are some of the ones that just make good TV? You know what I mean? Some topics, some subjects are just good TV that really fit in your wheelhouse. What are those types of people?
Well, I will say that, okay, so yesterday we hit on this really fun guy from Renewal by Anderson, right?
Okay.
Which can, you know, windows are windows, right?
Doesn't sound that,
you know,
yeah.
It's like they make a great product and stuff, but he always wears these funny socks to our show.
Okay.
And if you can take a topic that's maybe not cooking or, you know, whatever, and make it like really fun and personable, then you know those are the people that you want to work with for
absolutely
that product, right? So Shahab is hilarious, and we had a great time with him. You know, it's people like that that can, I mean, I get it when people are nervous, you know, it's not for everybody, but when people can like kind of let loose and just have a good time, and that's what we want people to do.
Absolutely.
Then those are the most fun guests.
Did you say Jahab?
Shahab.
Oh, Shahab.
Yeah.
Say that three times fast.
I do agree with Lisa. Medicare Jeff comes to mind. It's people who, A, have a nickname. That's great. But the people who you don't know what they're going to say, because it allows us to genuinely
absolutely
react.
Yep.
That's yeah what when you're on the show, sometimes we say a few extra prayers, but we know it's going to be exciting because we don't know what's going to happen.
Or plan for a few less segments.
Their producer one day, for the love of God, Lisa, for the love of God, please wrap him up.
We almost had to drop a whole entire segment that day.
Can you come back tomorrow when John's not here?
Exactly. But you guys are having fun with it, and it comes through.
Well, you know, and it's funny because people are like, you guys seem like you generally like each other or genuinely like each other. And I'm
generally
like,
also.
In general.
Like, yes, absolutely. You know, I was in her wedding. She was at my kid's baptism. Like, it's not always that you get to work with your best friend. You know, and so And we, like, when we write things, we, like, actually write the same thing. It's, like, coming out of, like, one brain.
It is, because, like, when I follow your scripts, you guys write them, and I'd never know who wrote them. They're both exactly the same. So it's a real easy show to do as far as co-host-wise, and I mean that because you guys make it really easy, the way you got everything laid out.
Well, we sure enjoy it, and it gives us a chance. Last weekend, we went to three places that were on our show. Yeah. My husband always laughs. He's like, your job actually costs me money, just so you know. but, we get to see a unique open door bird sanctuary, and then we went for lunch at the Noshery, and then we were over checking out Renard's Cheese. You know, we get to see what depth this area has, because I think sometimes people get stuck in that, go into the same place, doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
Things, and we love to highlight new ones.
I'm glad you said that. Renard's Cheese is amazing. You ever been there lately?
Oh, not lately, but yeah.
Every time you walk in there, it's... Yeah. What?
Yeah, I agree.
The product selection blows your mind.
And another thing, that cool thing that you guys do, though, is when you do the small town things in the summer, you go to the different
our
communities.
Town.
Or our towns, I'm sorry. I mean, that's great. People love that. I remember when you guys go to Manitowoc and Two Rivers and everything. I mean, that's big. They love that when you guys are there.
It's really fun because, you know, when we're in the studio, we get to see the people who come in, but that's maybe like six people a day. But when we're out there, we get to meet, you know, people who wouldn't normally come on the show.
Exactly. So I mean, that's the fun part. You guys bring the show to the people.
And there's always live music, and we give away prizes. And Lisa and I joke, our offices are in the basement. We don't have a window like you guys do. We're like, sunlight, thank you. Thank you for getting us outside.
See the red swing line stapler and everything down in the basement? Sorry about that. Office Space reference.
Hey, I got to just say one thing, though. It's like, you know, competition here or whatever. But Bill, just one of our good friends who's going to be retiring very shortly, Bill Jarts.
Great guy.
Exactly. And you know what? People don't realize sometimes it's harder than people make it look. And I've always thought Bill was one of those guys that no matter what the thing, I always kept his cool, his composure, his whole thing in this wild, crazy world of TV broadcasting.
Yeah, I mean, he's a true pro because, like, you know, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes sometimes.
Exactly.
Prompter can go down. The cameras are moving all around. You know, people, whatever, slipping on cords in the studio and, you know, boom, just on it.
Hey, Todd. How did it work when you worked at Channel 5 in the studio crew with Larry McCarron? Can you tell that story?
Do I have to tell the story?
Yeah, you have to tell the story.
I don't think I've heard the story.
Okay, so I was one night we were short a floor director. Uh-huh. So I had to floor direct and do one of the cameras. Not a big deal, right? But we had really old cameras at Channel 5, like from CBS back in the day.
Okay.
And they would always want to do
Big pedestals?
Yes. They would want to do what was called a bump shot. Coming out or going into a commercial break. So I'd have to lift the camera up and kind of shoot down on the set, right? In the meantime, I had to do that. Then it was a quick commercial set. So I had to bring the camera back down, had to run and grab his chair because the extra chairs were never allowed on the sets. Right? Well, I didn't get there quite yet when he walked in the studio.
Oh, my gosh.
So he was not happy. And he said, where's my bleeping chair? He grabbed the chair and flung it across the studio. And
come on.
Yeah. He never talked to me after that again. He never did. Not that he did before, but yeah.
I feel like, didn't he used to have like a dollar bill taped up in the control room? And if you had a clean show, he'd give everyone a dollar or something like that?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I don't remember that.
I didn't experience that.
I feel like, because I remember going like, what's that dollar up there for? It's like, it's from Larry if we don't make any mistakes.
Todd, can we do that here?
Well, you'd be paying me is basically what's going on.
Thanks to Larry that my voice ended up on TV for the first time ever, though. It was a locker room show and it was right when the NFL decided to crack down on how much they could show highlight-wise.
Yeah.
And that was a new thing for them.
Right,
and so he had me voice a thing that was like, this is the NFL police. We're sorry. You've reached your limit of clips for the day. And it was when I was an intern.
Oh, that's fine.
And so that was like my very first time on TV was thanks to Larry.
Wow. That's the rock. All right. Let's get back to work. Exactly. Lisa Malik, Melaine Wells, Local 5 Live coming up at 9 o'clock.
9 a.m. We'll see you then.
You
with
guys
more
are
makeup.
Awesome.
More makeup.
Me?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Me too.
Thanks for being here. You guys are awesome. We'll be back with Mark Hewson. And Dennis, with a special announcement we're going to be making here. Stay with us. Just keep trucking on.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Trump's Agriculture Department continues to axe food programs to the tune of over $1 billion and counting. Plus, Nancy Pelosi says, don't give away anything for nothing. What did Chuck Schumer get us? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This National Ag Week, we salute the men and women of agriculture.
Quality Roasting would like to thank everyone involved in farming for their hard work and dedication helping to feed America. With flexible feeding options, Quality Roasting is here to help you explore how high oleic soybeans can fit into your farm strategy and make an impact. Quality Roasting, a local soybean processor since 1991. Call today, 920-775-9279, to sell your soybeans.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC that President Trump will sign an executive order this afternoon telling the Department of Education it needs to shut down. Doing so would actually require an act of Congress, but the order would begin the process. The Trump administration also saying that it's said to be planning a swath of land where military would be granted new authority to hold migrants who have crossed the border from Mexico.
Sources tell us that the Trump administration is considering dramatically expanding the role of the U.S. military along the southern border. The plan, sources say, includes creating a buffer zone along the border that would allow military personnel to temporarily hold migrants who cross into the U.S. illegally until federal law enforcement arrives.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Israeli strikes have killed at least 85 people overnight, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. The Israeli military restoring a blockade on northern Gaza, leaving only one passage south in the territory. This is ABC News.